Today on the Girl Defined Show, I am going to share some really big news with you. I have been keeping this a secret for the past several months. I've honestly just been super hesitant to share this part of my story. A lot of you have heard my previous episode about the three miscarriages that I went through. I had my son, Davey Jr., and then I went through three miscarriages, and I just have been super, I guess, cautious and, I don't know, just hesitant about opening up about this pregnancy that I am currently pregnant with. But I feel like it's time, and I just hope that y'all are excited and that this story encourages you and that my journey up until this point just gives you some hope and some laughter, maybe some tears, but yeah, let's just jump into it. What's up, y'all? It's Bethany here, and I have the great privilege of spending this episode with you by myself because this is a personal life update slash here's what's been going on the past few months that I've been keeping triple top secret kind of episode with you. Before I jump in, I would just want you to know, like, this episode is 1000% based off of the truths and the really the, I don't know, the scriptures that I meditated on in my new book, Not Part of the Plan, Trusting God with the Twists and Turns of Your Story. So when I wrote Not Part of the Plan with Kristen, life was actually in a really good place. I had not gone through any of my miscarriages. I hadn't gone through that heartache. I had a lot of stuff I looked back on and was like, that was really hard, but I wasn't currently in a season of hardship. And when I wrote Not Part of the Plan, it obviously forced me to research God's goodness and his character and to meditate on scripture and to literally write a book on what it means to trust God when life isn't what you expected. And so I was kind of in boot camp of figuring that out myself when some, you know, hardship struck my life. And I'm not going to go into all of the details about the miscarriages because I did share an entire episode on that and I'll link that below. This is kind of getting you up to date of where I am today and some of the exciting things that are happening right now. But if you find yourself in a place of hardship, of struggle, of saying, God, this isn't what I wanted for my life. This is not part of my plan. I expected to be somewhere different. I wanted to be somewhere different. I wanted my life to look different. I encourage you to grab a copy of Not Part of the Plan, Trusting God with the Twists and Turns of Your Story. You can find that at girldefined.com/trust or wherever books are sold, audiobooks, all of that. But that is truly what has given me the strength and courage and just foundation to endure trials well, not perfectly, but just with a lot more hope and a greater, much greater foundation. Okay, so if you are new to this podcast, The Girl Defined Show, my name is Bethany, and I co-host this podcast with my sister, Kristen, and we run Girl Defined Ministries, you know, really helping women understand God's amazing design for womanhood. Every now and then, we really like to hop on here and share some personal updates. You can see Kristen's, just her story of infertility and adoption and just where she is with that. You can also, like I said, see my more of my story. Not only my, a big part of what I talked about when we launched Girl Defined Ministries, it was singleness, because I was single until I was 30, and that was longer than I wanted. So just learning to trust God with that. I share that whole story and Not Part of the Plan as well. But let's get up to where we are today. Okay, so I'm 33 now, and I got married at 30. And probably like 7 months into being married, I found out I was pregnant with my son, Davey Jr. And it was such a beautiful, wonderful surprise. And that pregnant went so smooth, zero issues, had a wonderful home birth and some postpartum drama. But, you know, that's pretty typical for a lot of us. And so after that, though, I was really open to God blessing us with more children whenever that would be. And I'm kind of like, yeah, of course, you know, children are a blessing. Like, God, you know, he'll probably give us some eventually. And so I did get pregnant about a year or so after Davey and very quickly went through my first miscarriage. And at that point, I wasn't like devastated because I was like, okay, one miscarriage, a lot of women go through miscarriages. This is probably just like a one-off thing. We'll just keep trying and we'll get pregnant again. And we did, and I'm giving you the super fast version because I've already talked all about this and I'll link it below. But long story short, we find out we're pregnant again a few months later, and it seems like everything is perfect, and I have no idea that there's any issue, literally until the 12-week mark. And that is when my world came crumbling down and I found out that we had miscarried and that my body had not actually miscarried though. And so we were in this waiting game. It was horrible. It was the most traumatic miscarriage I have ever been through. It was just so, so, so awful in so many ways. It took me a long time to recover from that. And I didn't even talk about it at Girl Defined or on my personal account for a very long time because it was so emotional and something that just took a lot of prayer and time to work through. And I think with those things, the grieving is always slightly there, just the sadness of what happened. But I feel in a place of just I'm healed in a lot of ways from that. So that was round two of miscarriages. And I, at this point, was starting to feel like, okay, two back-to-back, that's already statistically pretty rare. So everything's probably fine. And I'm just going to keep my hope up and we're going to probably get pregnant again. Everything will be fine. So I do find out I'm pregnant again a few months later. And this is now like maybe over a year of process of miscarriages and recovery and all that. Find out I'm pregnant again, and again, very shortly miscarry after that. And at this point, I'm like, I am done with this. I cannot go through this again. This is now very, very, very rare, like statistically, three back-to-back miscarriages. I have to get help. I have to get answers. Like, I am losing my mind. And so I immediately started working with a nutritional coach, nutritional therapist, whatever. And she was amazing. And we did a bunch of like testing to just get a deeper look at all my mineral levels and stress and stuff like that. Started altering my diet. I also started seeing a really great doctor who was able to do a ton of blood work and really trying to help me get to the root of everything. So this was all happening earlier this year, so early 2022. And I'm like, I just felt so much better about life knowing I was taking proactive steps towards trying to find healing, trying to figure out what was wrong with me or if there's an issue with my husband, like whatever it is, we wanted to figure it out. And so it's so crazy because I start working with this new doctor and they're super amazing. And we start going through all the rounds, you know, it's kind of like you go start with level one and you just work up from there. And so basically the story is just so crazy. So I start working with them and they are basically like, if you find out for some reason that you're pregnant, let us know right away because, we would just want to stick you on some like just a few different things just in case since we don't know what the problem is yet. And I'm like, yeah, totally. Like I'm 100% up for that. I've been through three miscarriages. I'm willing to do whatever because this is just like too much. So this is like a weird random story. I've never talked about this before because it's just like kind of odd. So basically I see the OB and then I'm like, you know, I'm actually supposed to start my period in a few days. So I'm just going to take an early pregnancy test because if I am pregnant, like, and I need progesterone or whatever, like I need to start that ASAP. So I go home and I take this pregnancy test and there's a faint line. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding. At this point, it was less excitement and more like, how am I getting another positive pregnancy test? Like, you've got to be kidding. So I call my OB right away. They had taken blood. So they're like, okay, we'll do a pregnancy test confirmation to see if you are pregnant. You know, we're going to prescribe a few things to you right away. Go pick it up just in case. And so I'm like, okay, great. So I start doing those things. And then I get a call back the next day and they're like, so the blood test came out negative. You're definitely not pregnant. And I'm like, ugh. So I'm like, it's just so weird though, because in my mind, I'm like, why did I get a positive pregnancy test yesterday? And they're like, we don't know, but the blood test is the gold standard, which I agree with. And so they're like, you know, just it must be a weird pregnancy test. We're not really sure. So long story short, I was not starting my period. So I kept taking early pregnancy tests. And like, I had like 4 days in a row where they came back positive. And so I was extremely confused. It was a really, really confusing couple of days. Cause I got the negative blood test, but then I was getting all these positive pregnancy tests. It was very distressing and weird. And just like, why is this happening? This is so confusing. Long story short, on like day five or six, I end up starting my period and I'm like, okay, well, that was really dumb. And that was really weird. I'm just like, so over this. So we just continue moving forward with blood work. I'm getting every test under the sun you can imagine, and everything is coming back totally normal, no issues. Everything the doctors are asking me, I'm like, it's like normal, normal, normal. They're like, okay, we're just going to keep digging. Like, here's the next round of what we're going to do. And so I'm like, okay, great. So, and this is just going to sound insane. It was literally like 3 weeks after, it was like literally 3 weeks after I started my period, had gotten those weird pregnancy tests, all that weird stuff, that I, and I know this sounds so crazy, and I don't even know why I was taking pregnancy tests, but I think I was just over the waiting. I don't know. Like each month it was like, I just need to know if I am or not so that I can like deal with it. I don't know. But anyways, it was literally like 3 weeks after that point. So about a week or so before I was supposed to start my next period, I take a pregnancy test, not an early one, just a regular one. And it literally comes back immediately super, super strong. And I'm like, what the heck? And so at this point, I am less of like super excited and rejoicing and like, what is wrong with me? Like, why do I keep making these positive pregnancy tests when I'm like not pregnant and nothing and like I'm just miscarrying? Like, what is wrong? Like, how am I able to get pregnant or make pregnancy tests? Like, is there something wrong with me? And I wasn't on any medication. I wasn't doing anything at this point that could cause a positive pregnancy test. And I'm sure everyone will have all of their speculation about what's going on and, you know, all of the things. But I call my OB right away and they're like, oh my goodness, like, okay, we'll get back on the progesterone, get back on the other stuff, whatever it was. And I'm like, yeah, for sure. And then they're like, okay, we won't, you know, why don't you come in? It would basically be like a week after my period would start. And they're like, we'll check everything, we'll confirm, we'll do all that. And so I'm like, okay. So in the meantime, because I was extremely impatient, I went to my labs and I got the blood work done to see my levels, to see, okay, am I actually progressing? Am I actually pregnant or am I not? And the levels came back super, super great. And it was definitely a positive confirmation. And I'm like, okay, well, this is better news than what I've had in the past where they're like, I don't know why you're getting a positive test, but you're not pregnant. So I'm like, well, this is better. And so I obviously had taken like a million pregnancy tests over the week, the 2 weeks before I saw my OB, and they kept coming back like super strong, 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 strong. And I went back to get blood drawn like two or three times to see if my numbers were rising, and they were. And so I'm like, this is really good. And so I go in to the OB at 6 weeks, and everything was measuring like a week ahead of time. So everything was measuring like, you know, like a whole full week ahead of time, whatever. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, like, wow. And it was at that point, we also heard a heartbeat, which was super, super exciting. So our first appointment, we heard a heartbeat and it was just, everything was looking so positive. And they were like, okay, you know, this is really, really good with your history. We're going to, you know, want to see you very regularly. And I was like, yes, because I'll lose my mind if I don't come back. Which was very different for me this time around, because with Davey, I had a home birth and I had like one ultrasound my entire pregnancy and I just like, you know, lived and let live and all went well. In this pregnancy, I'm like, I am doing everything because I have been through like three miscarriages and one situation. I'm not even really sure what happened. So I am just like, I can't deal with the unknown. I can't think that I'm pregnant and have miscarried and then come in and they're like, actually you miscarried 2 weeks ago. Like, I can't do that again. And so I saw the doctor for like the first little while every 2 weeks. And each time I went back, everything was great and everything was super, super positive. All the blood work always came back great. They did all the different testing. Everything was super, super good. And so I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And Dave and I are like, okay, could this actually be like, what in the world, like fourth or fifth, whatever this is, time's the charm. Like, could this actually be? And so I told my like direct family, like some of the siblings, not everyone, just a few of the siblings, and, you know, just to be praying for us because I wasn't sure like if this would last or not. I was just super, super nervous about the whole thing and just not like wanting to get too excited or just like let get ahead of myself because I was super nervous. So around 12 weeks, we saw the doctor again and the baby had a super strong heartbeat. Everything's measuring like 1 week ahead. And they're like, you know, at this point, everything's looking really good. The baby has a really strong heartbeat. Everything has looked great. Like, your chances of miscarrying are very, very low. And so I'm like, oh, okay. Like, that's such good news. But also like, oh, I feel so nervous. And so I just was in my like talking to Dave and stuff. I'm like, I cannot announce this. I cannot talk about this for a while because I'm just too nervous. And I just can't. Like, I just have to keep this close and private. And we can, you know, just deal with this between ourselves of being excited, but like, just, you know, being cautious because I am just feeling like I've been you know, let down, heartbroken, whatever, like many, many times. And so we went back for, I guess, two more appointments since then. And we got the blood test to just check on baby and see if everything was okay. Everything was great. And then at that point, we got the blood work back, letting us know the gender. And that was really, really exciting. So we didn't look at it right away. We had a friend look at it. And then we basically told all of our families at that point that we were pregnant and that we were due with a baby girl, which is so exciting. So we have our little son, Davy Jr. And then we found out that we were having a baby girl. And so we did a small gender reveal to find out for ourselves and with our family. And it was so fun when we saw those pink balloons. We were just over the moon. It honestly helped me feel like this is actually real. This is actually happening. This is like a legit pregnancy. I can't believe this. And so we were so, so, so excited. And so we went back to the doctor for another appointment, and baby just had, again, a super great heartbeat. Everything's looking good. Everything's on track. Baby just looks amazing, and I'm feeling good. And yeah, so we find out at this point that everything's good and we're still doing good. In a few weeks, we find out, we go back for like the full sonogram where they measure everything, make sure everything is looking good on the inside on baby. But at this point, we are officially 20 weeks as I announce this pregnancy. So we are halfway through this pregnancy. I know, which is crazy. And people are like, my family's like, when are you ever going to announce this pregnancy? Like, you are halfway there. So we are actually due December 24th, the day before Christmas. So this is our little Christmas miracle, Christmas baby that we are feeling so grateful for. I mean, if I'm super, super honest, I just feel like I will not rest until I have the baby in my arms. I think it's just my experience and what I've been through. I just feel very cautious, but also absolutely praising the Lord and celebrating. And I think making this announcement and sharing this with the sisterhood will make it feel all the more real because we haven't posted it. And a lot of our friends don't know. I'm sorry if you're finding out through this, but we just couldn't. So anyways, that's what's been going on for the past however many months. You may have noticed that I was talking about my health journey on my personal social media and then just kind of stopped talking about it. And that's because we found out we were pregnant after that. And I didn't have the strength to share the whole journey publicly because if it did end in miscarriage, I just felt like I needed privacy. And so I just opted to keep it more personal rather than public. Again, that's totally like personal decision for everyone. But yeah, I'm super, super excited and so grateful. My husband really wanted a girl, so that was really fun when we found out. I will say we have not landed on a name. We have looked through every single name online, every category, and if I like a name, my husband Dave doesn't like it. If he likes the name, I don't love it, and we haven't really landed on a name where we're like, yeah, that's it, or that we, you know, where we both love it. So we're still working on that. We have another boy name, so if we ever have another boy, we're gonna be set. But we need a girl's name, so we still have a couple months to figure that out. But yeah, overall, I've been doing well. I mean, the first 15 weeks, I felt like trash. It was super, super hard. I just had the worst smell and taste aversions. My mouth was like, so gross. My energy was like a trash can. I just felt super like the worst, way worse than with Davy. So that was no fun, but I was like, you know, whatever. It's so worth it for the baby. But about 15, 16 weeks, I started feeling so much better. My energy like took off. And I just have been feeling a lot, lot better. So I'm so grateful for that. And Davy is adorable. He, you know, he'll be like, you know, Davy, where's the baby? Baby in mommy tummy. And he's just so excited. And he gives baby kisses and talks to baby and tells baby stories. And that's probably one of the things I'm most excited about is to see Davy, my son, who's 2.5, get to see him be a big brother because he is just so, so sweet. So yeah, that's what's been going on. It's for me a lot. It has been a lot behind the scenes. And even though we are pregnant now, the whole journey of all those miscarriages and just the trauma of some of them is, you know, it's just like, wow, this has been a lot. And this has been quite the journey. And I just know that I am not alone in life not looking like you wanted it to. And some of you are in that place now where you're like, wow, it seems like we've turned a corner. It seems like something good is happening. And you're like, thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful for this. And some of you are in that place where you're like, life is still really crummy right now. And it's just hard. And so my heart goes out to you wherever you are. And, you know, Kristen and I, throughout this season of both of us having hardships, you know, Kristen's story of infertility and, you know, still praying about that and trusting God with that. She's still in the midst of that. Obviously, God has given her two amazing boys, through adoption, and life just wouldn't be the same without them. They are just absolutely so wonderful, best big cousins, the best nephews. I love them so much. But Kristen's heart for biological children is still there. And so she's still very much on that journey too. And so wherever you are on that, Kristen and I wanted to create a resource that would help you to thrive right where God has you and to learn to rest truly in His arms, rest in God's love. And so we created the Personal Retreat Journal, which is basically a personal sabbatical where you can take this beautiful, beautiful journal, and it's absolutely gorgeous, and you can work through it. It has 5 individual sessions. It has a devotional. It has worship songs. It has hymns. It has questions to ponder on, scripture to look up. It's just amazing. And you know, whether you're going through something hard or not, taking time to rest in the Lord, taking a step back is absolutely crucial. So I really encourage you to go to girldefined.com/retreat, girldefined.com/retreat for all the information on that. But I would really encourage you with that. And now I know a lot of our listeners are single, and then we do have a lot of listeners that are married. And so even though I am in this place of marriage and now moving on to my second baby that will be here with me on earth, lots of sweet babies to look forward to meeting in heaven. But the sweet baby that I'm looking forward to meeting in December, I remember being in that place of singleness too for 10 years longer than I ever wanted to be. And I don't want to diminish whatever season you're in, the pain that it can bring. I know that sometimes, like I remember when I was single, other people's hardships, they would almost like, well, your life's fine. Okay, so what? You don't have a man, but like nothing terrible is happening. Like, how dare you complain about that? Or how dare you act like that's a true suffering? And that is just appalling to me that any of us would treat the hardship that someone else is going through as less than or diminish it. So I want you to know, like, if you're in a season of singleness and it's hard for you and you're struggling, like, that's okay. We all go through different seasons that are difficult, and singleness was really hard for me for a long time. And so I totally get it. And I actually created something for my single sisters. It's called A Single Woman's Guide to Preparing for Dating and Marriage. And it's really just a guide to help you learn to thrive, to help you prepare, to help you really think through, what am I looking for in a man? Why do I want to get married? It comes with a 7-day devotional focused on the attributes of God. So if you or someone you know is struggling in that way in a season of singleness, I want to encourage you to grab a copy of that ebook. It's an instant download. You'll be able to get it right away. That is actually not on the Girl Defined website. That's on my personal website, BethanyBeal.com. I'll link it below. It's BethanyBeal.com. So just myname.com. And you can grab that there. But I just hope that that is super encouraging to you if you are wrestling in a season of singleness. So I always want to shout that out because my heart still is for single women. I love y'all. And I know a lot of our listeners are single. And so I just want you to know, like, I am thinking of you and I love you. And I have a passion to create resources for you just because I was there a lot longer than I wanted to be. And it's okay to not say, well, I didn't go through miscarriages. I didn't go through that. So why should I feel like this is hard? We only know the hardships that we have gone through, and it's okay to learn to trust God and to surrender and to grow closer in our relationship with Christ through those longings and through those desires. Okay. That's all I'm going to say about that, but it's just something that is on my heart. But I just want to encourage you wherever you are in life the bottom line is that we have to learn to trust God. And the best way to do that is to get to know God. If we don't know God, why are we going to want to trust Him? Why are we going to want to lean on Him? Why are we going to want to surrender our lives to Him? If He's just like this, ooh, scary God that, you know, is up in the sky, like we're not going to want to know Him. And so knowing God, being in the scripture, seeing who God says He is for Himself is absolutely crucial. And we here at Girl Defined are all about helping you know God and understand your identity in Him as a Christian. you know, as a Christian woman. And so that has what, you know, knowing God, knowing who he is what helped me really have stability when I was going through those hardships of miscarriage and just learning to trust God and not lose my mind and not grow bitter. I'm not superhuman, but it was God's strength and really the truths that I learned in my book, Not Part of the Plan, Trusting God with the Twists and Turns of Your Story. It was really through writing that and having to apply that to my own life and meditate on scripture that gave me strength to endure that season somewhat well. So I encourage you to make sure that you are in scripture, that you are in, you know, in the word, that you know God so that you can endure well and so that you don't grow bitter at God, bitter towards God. And so that you can also rejoice with those who are rejoicing and weep with those who are weeping. It's possible to do both, but only with the power of Christ. And so that is our calling as Christians, to love others well in each season of life. But we can only do that through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we have to be in the Word to make that happen. So yeah, that's my whole story. That's my personal update. Thank you so much for celebrating with me and just enjoying this journey with me. I will keep y'all updated now that you know, and I'll share some pictures. I'm going to post my first bump pictures today. And so you'll get a little glimpse of baby, and then I'll just be a little bit more public about the journey from here on out. And I'll just share more about like thoughts for birth plan and all of that. I'll probably share a lot more of that over on my personal Instagram account, at bethany.beal. So if you really want to keep up to date with all the baby pregnancy stuff, if I'm going to do a home birth, if I'm not, blah, 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 all the things, probably follow me over there. But I just really appreciate the sisterhood. I would so appreciate your prayers for these next 20 weeks as we, hopefully finish strong and baby stays healthy. And that I can continue to love on the sisterhood in the meantime before I go on baby leave, in January and February. But yeah, I love you all, and I'm just so grateful for this community. I'll see you again next week.